Now, I don't know if you've heard about this situation in Tasmania regarding safe and affordable abortion options for women, but there is a really limited availability for women in the state, and a report has come out revealing that the number of Tasmanian women travelling to the Melbourne clinics or the mainland in general has increased tenfold. It's not a good situation, and it has some really serious repercussions. And to have a bit of a chat with us now, on the line is CEO of Amari Stopes Australia, Michelle Thompson. Michelle, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tess, and good morning, listeners.
So for a bit of background, could you tell us how we got here, why there is no access, well, very limited access to safe abortion in Tasmania?
Well, abortion was legalised in Tasmania in 2013, and at that stage there was a surgical provider, very accessible surgical provider, and in January of 2018 the surgical provider closed their doors, which meant that women were left without access to surgical abortion.
And so how damaging is travelling interstate for women's mental and physical welfare?
Well, when women make a decision to have an abortion, they don't do that lightly. And for them to have to travel out of state means that they're away from their support network, and in some cases they have to leave their children behind. And it's just not appropriate. Women need to have the close support network around them during this procedure.
It almost sounds like, I guess, government playing politics with women's health. Would that be, I guess, a fair call?
Well, I think government has been very slow in determining an alternative for women in Tasmania. And the rally at the weekend proved that women in Tasmania want to be heard, and they're not taking this lightly. And government needs to listen to them.
Yeah, the rally was one I forgot to mention. I read about that briefly. About 200 people turned up at the state government. Is that right?
Yes, it was a beautiful day. The sun was shining. And there were many women there and many men who were wanting to have their voice heard. And let's hope that the government of Tasmania has been listening.
And so I guess, where do we go from here? Is this something that people can get involved with, like calling your local member or something like that?
Look, if people want to get involved, they can definitely call their local member and let them know how they feel about the situation. But from Murray Stopes Australia's point of view, we're really hopeful that the presence of many of the providers at the rally at the weekend and our presence will really drive government to sit down and seriously have a discussion with providers to ensure that women in Tasmania have access to safe, quality surgical termination.
It is an incredibly important issue. Michelle, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, Tess.
That was Michelle Thompson, CEO of Murray Stopes Australia, having a chat with us about the really limited availability of safe abortion options open to Tasmanian women and some of the problems that it's posing for women's health.